last kiss. How can I say this? Did you even feel the way I did? You never noticed. And I don't miss you anymore. And I don't love you anymore.
Hot Press Irish Music Month right here on WLR, and I'm delighted to have Washed Out, and they all join us, all six of them join us here in the studio as well today. Now, we just heard their single, Oh My Love, which is the song they submitted for. So I'm going to introduce to Zara, Shifra, Danny, Oscar, Heather and Ben. You're all very welcome. How are you?
Very good.
I'm going to start with you, Zara. Listen, you're part of the band. You're in the drums, in the rhythm section, as they call it. You guys have only been around for a short amount of time. Tell me how you all met up and how long ago is that short amount of time?
So Washed Out started, I want to say, this time last year. It started off originally with Danny and Heather, our singer and our lead guitarist. They were writing a couple of bits and jamming out together, and then they reached out to a couple of us. We had been friends previously from another music group. And they just said, you know what, why don't you come along, try it out, see how it goes. We all just clicked instantly. So it was the five of us at the start. And then recently we welcomed Ben on the saxophone, which has opened us up a lot. So yeah, about a year. We have some originals that we wrote together, some that the lads have wrote on their own. We're in the middle of writing stuff, so it's been a pretty busy year for us.
Certainly has. You were telling me a little while ago you just did a wedding over the last little while and stuff. I mean, it's great to get all these kind of gigs, but coming up over the next little while, you've got a Culture Night is this month on the stage. Look, to prepare for something like that, what do you do?
Well, there's a lot involved in terms of, you know, practicing to get the tunes up to gig standard, and then we've also got to do a lot of promotion, like we're very involved with social media and stuff like that, so that we can get the word out about anyone who's looking to come see us or support us.
And coming over to you, Ben, tell me a little bit about, you know, the rehearsal stage of everything. Like, where do you get to rehearse, and do you have enough time to meet with all 60 every time?
Oh, yeah. We all live in the general area of Waterford City and Tramore, so we generally come in here to the Hive and rehearse there. It's handy, it's close, and we can spend a good enough time in there to get everything up to the standard. Mm.
And Heather, on vocals, listen, fantastic voice as well. Tell me a little bit about when did you want to get into singing? When did you want to get into the whole music scene?
Well, I've been singing since I was really, really young, but I really wanted to kind of like see where I could go with it. I'd say 2 or 3 years ago when I was like 14 or 13. And then that's how I kind of met all the lads and we became friends and stuff like that. So it's been great to kind of...
Where did you start, when you say you've been singing, so where did you start off singing?
So I started off in Music Generation. They did a camp. And then from that, I just immediately fell in love with the idea of being in a band. Mm. And I've been kind of looking to get into one since then. So I'm so happy.
Fantastic. Oscar, man of a couple of different talents. You went through a couple of different instruments there while we were watching you getting ready for both songs.
Yeah, I didn't bring the trumpet today, unfortunately, but I brought the two. Yeah.
So you do have a kind of a brass section if you want, trumpet and saxophone there with Ben.
Yeah, we do a pretty nice cover of a song where we do dual kind of saxophone and then trumpet harmonies over it. It's a very nice sound. It's very cool.
And Danny, then your role in all of this, tell me.
I'm just a lead guitarist.
Danny's actually, he's very good. He's been responsible for, getting the ball rolling with a lot of originals. He's very good with lyrics and that type of stuff and coming up with chord progressions. And most of the time he'll bring in a chord progression and we'll have to work off that and try and, like, the sound he has in his head, we'll contribute to that and then try to make it our own almost. He's very important in the creative process.
Danny, I'm going to ask you a question I've asked everybody else as well this week. When you write lyrics, you say when you're putting some of the lyrics together and you go out and you do a gig and somebody sings back the lyrics that you've written, what's that feel like?
Unreal, like, just none better as a musician, is there? Yeah. Couldn't ask for more. It's a wonderful feeling being on stage and people singing back to you.
Like what comes out of your head somewhere, wherever it might be, and coming back to you. Look, it is fantastic. Tell me about this next song, Mr. Q or Mr. Q. Mr. Q, tell me a little bit.
Well, first of all, it's got a double name kind of feeling going on. It was originally called Missed Your Cue, but it's a bit of a tongue twister, so we like to go with Mr. Q. It was mostly Danny and Heather. It was one of the tunes that they had wrote themselves and they brought into the band later on. It's kind of a soul indie pop vibe. It's kind of a mixture of everything. A lot of guitar leads it, of course, the help of the amazing Danny. It's very chill, as all of our music. It's very laid back, but it's got a lot of groove going on. We try to bring in like aspects of funk and soul into it. So it's a mixture of everything, really. There's not one genre I would say could define it. But the most important thing is that it's really fun to play and we really enjoy playing it.
Excellent. So we're going to hear that in a couple of seconds. Who, musically wise, inspired you?
Oh, God, loads of people. We all come from very different musical backgrounds, I'd say, and lots of different styles, which is, I'd say, one of the really cool things about Washed Out when it comes to writing, seeing how everybody's styles come together to create different sound. I personally am like a big fan of kind of soul stuff like The Sacred Souls and Stevie Wonder and all that, but of course everybody else in the band has different preferences.
Well, let's find out. So just go around the top of your head, who inspires you the most or has inspired you the most?
Saxophonist wise, I would have said Phil Woods or John Coltrane or Patrick Bartley. Okay. Those are all my favourites.
Excellent.
I'd say Toucan, maybe.
Toucan, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plug local. In terms of me, it's probably more the same as Sheafride. I do like the soul stuff, more like The Sacred Souls and stuff like that, but I do like bringing more of like a funk element into it, something like James Brown or something.
Yeah. For me, it would be Black Country New Road, specifically Isaac Wood, the lead singer. He's a phenomenal lyricist and songwriter.
Excellent.
I'd say drum-wise it'd be Stuart Copeland from The Police, but again, like band-wise and sound-wise, Couch, they're an American band, they're really cool, they're really funky, and also Stevie Wonder.
Stuart Copeland from The Police, great choice.
My favourite.
Absolutely love it. Your next song, Mr. Q, is the song you're going to play for us in a couple of seconds that we're going to hear. I'm going to wish you the very best luck in the Irish Hot Press Music Month, which is coming up very shortly. What would it mean to all you guys to get play right across all the independent radio stations, the bursary that goes with it, and the recording in a live musical studio? What would that mean to you?
Like, I guess it's just the dream, really. Like, we've kind of been hoping to get ourselves out there for a while now. Like, ever since we were a band, it was one of, like, our main, not our main priority, obviously, like, to make music is the main priority, but, like, to kind of, like, get people to hear our music.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, the dream for people to actually be able to listen to us.
Well, I know it was said to you already, but even to get this far out of the amount of people that applied for it and put in, the amount of talent that's there, it wasn't easy for anybody. And I would hate to be a judge when it all comes down to the end of all this. But I wish you the very best luck in it for Hot Press Irish Music Month. Of course, lovely to have you with us. Washed Out, this next song, Mr. Q. We'll go with Mr. Q. We'll go with Mr. Q. Thank you very much, and the very best luck to you all.
Thank you.
You seem sweet before I saw your claws. Scratched down my back, held up against the wall. Blissfully ignorant to your extremes. Living within your dreams, so serene. Oh, I'm a fool. You fell too fast, I didn't fall at all. Trap me, but you dropped the ball. And who are you to clip my wings? You fell so hard, and I hope it stings. Oh, you're a fool. It's unselfish that I stained your heart. Your blood begins to fall apart, and I'm trying to walk away, but I won't get too far. It's your key. Just to see your part. I'm good at knowing when to break away. The rain is falling and you're made of clay. Trying to hold the heat but can't keep the flame. Smiling in submission, I can feel your shame. Oh, you're a fool. It's unselfish that I stained your heart. Your blood begins to fall apart, and I'm trying to walk away, but I won't get too far. It's your chance to say your part.
To say your part.